Patriots defeat the Packers. Now the most comprehensive review of it begins. This is the Real Postgame Show with Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis. Broadcasting from the best yet broadcast booth in Foxborough. Presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. This is the Real Postgame Show. Here's Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on the Real Postgame Show. See if Fred remembers the number. Tom Brady, starting quarterback in the regular season when leading at the half at home in his career is
90-1.
Ooh, you were
you
close.
You were so close.
So
89-1.
Nope. 91-1.
Why do you hate Tom Brady?
You know what? I never want to overemphasize or lie about Tom's
you
stats.
Have
I'd rather
no
be lower.
Respect for Tom and his records.
I mean, guys,
I would have thought.
Hold on,
it's absurd.
That's off the charts. I mean, that is like
right.
Like it's like, what? Whoa!
Oh, hey!
Oh, that's the team
why
bus
not?
Leaving.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
And who's the team that
91-1?
Kansas City last year.
Is that unbelievable or what?
Yes.
And this is from Mike Reese, who just loves numbers. In the two games without Rob Gronkowski this season, Patriots won both and scored a total of Rob Gronkowski's
points.
Favorite number, 69 points. 69 points in the two games he didn't play. It's unbelievable. Who farted?
You're Lumpy. Blowing smoke and farts.
What are you talking really about?
I don't want to hear from Aaron Rodgers.
I want to hear
from Aaron Rodgers.
Is he crying?
He may be.
Danica.
Don't make fun of us.
Here's Aaron Rodgers after the game.
Aaron, in the second half, Tom Brady broke Peyton Manning's record for most yards in the regular season and postseason combined. Whilst I'm sure you're disappointed it came against your team as a quarterback, can you talk about your appreciation for what kind of an achievement that is?
Yeah, I mean, if you play long enough and you have the sustained greatness that Tom has had, it's going to be a lot of records that go down. So he's had an incredible career, been the gold standard of quarterback for the better part of two decades. And
Aaron, what was the Patriots defense able to do to sort of contain you guys a little bit?
Yeah, they just adjusted really well. You know, we got some things going, and then they adjusted, and we had some momentum there in the third quarter and in the fourth, and then obviously the unfortunate fumble, and then we just didn't. I missed a couple opportunities there in the fourth quarter to get the ball to Tay. That probably would have given us a better chance.
Do you think anything's missing with the offense right now? We're 8 games in.
Yeah, the consistency. You know, we're just we're not hitting on all cylinders. You know, we're hurting ourselves with negative yards plays and missed throws and turnovers at the wrong time and not being on the same page too many times. Whether I'm missing a throw or we're not in the spot I think we're going to be at, it's happening in the worst times. You know, when we have to play our best in those crunch times, we haven't been playing our best.
I think Fred's right. I think he was crying.
He just took a shot at Brady.
He did.
Did you hear that?
His first last long
the
enough.
First answer, if you play long enough, really? Is that why Tom Brady set all these records?
He did say he's a gold standard of quarterback.
Oh, stop it.
By the way, it's pretty stupid. The English dude who led off, that's the first question he asked.
The guy
just lost the game. Okay, the guy just lost the game. It was a big game for them, as you had pointed
right.
out, Fred. They're now below 500. Yeah. They got to fight for a playoff spot now. And the first question you're asking him is, how great, how awesome is Tom Brady?
Right. Crazy.
Come on,
what do you
man?
Think of Tom after the game?
Really? There are a lot of questions you could ask about specific stuff that happened during the course of the game.
What was the first point that question? Changed?
You want to be a smartass? So you still think you're the best?
Right.
How's that? Right? Come on. I mean, that's a silly question.
What's Stephen A. going to say tomorrow now, Aaron?
Yeah. It's just, I get it. And rarely can you take what guys say after a tough loss and run with it. But he knows. He knows Brady's great. He knows his team is not that good this year.
Right. No.
His team's not that good.
They're
he
not.
Knows it.
Yeah.
He's not going to say anything about it.
Right.
He's just at least not yet. He won't say. Anything.
I think he's been frustrated with the coach too. There have been a lot of reports out of Green Bay that, he and Mike McCarthy are not seeing eye to eye, and McCarthy's calling the play. So, you know, he's heavily involved in every single play out there, and that's got to be frustrating. So we're now 9 games into it, and, you know, you really start finding out what your team is about when you get to game 10, right, game 11.
What was it when he said, he goes, we're going to run the table? Was it last year, the year before, he said, we're going to run the table down the stretch, and he ran?
Who said that?
He did. He was losing. Rogers. They were like, they were above 500, and then they won
nine
games in a row. Yeah.
Right.
So he's still capable of it. They're not awful.
Well, he's confident. He's cocky in his own ability, but
they're beat up.
Yeah, they're beaten up. Yeah. And they got a lot of injuries, and that's going to be a problem. So my point was, the Patriots are 7-2. Kansas City still has a better record by a game, and they own the tiebreaker. But with the Patriots, they're 7-2. And they're doing this without a real healthy Gronk, because Gronk has really not been the same this year. We saw 3-4 good
games. And Edelman's out for 4 games.
Right. We saw 3-4 good games by Sony Michel, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Right.
And when he's out there and running well, it opens up their offense a lot more. And Gordon's still, as we talked about earlier, Fred, still figuring out what he's supposed to do out there. So you look at it and say, 7-2 after 9 games is damn good. Because you can see this team getting better from week to week, and the defense is starting to show you some signs that they could make some stops right now. So I would say, if you're Belichick, you're the Patriots, you're looking at it, after 9, you feel pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, things are – a lot of guys hurt. Like, Burkhead was hurt. Cannon was out. He's back. You had a lot of injuries. Mason.
You had no Shaq Mason.
No Mason. So you have those things, and they adapt to it, which they do really well. And they're – you know, they played good, solid – team football to win these games.
There's no team better in the NFL over the past 15, 16, 17 years of making up for injuries.
Right.
They've done it every single year. They even did it when they lost their all-world quarterback.
They were talking about that in the broadcast tonight. They were right. How do they do it?
Right.
And if I'm another, you know, I'm watching and observing from outside of New England, and you're looking at it saying, how do they do it? They still cheat? I mean, how are they doing this?
I can tell you how they do it. I'll tell you exactly how they do it. And I saw Belichick do it in New York, too. And it's, you can't get the reps for your backup players on practice during the week. You just can't. You've got limited practice time. You've got to get your first team players out there taking as many reps as they possibly can to understand what you're trying to pull off. But what you can do in meetings, if there's a question comes up, you might ask a backup player instead of asking your starter. You might throw a random backup player in with the first team in some practice series or whatever. He prepares mentally. He prepares his backup players mentally better than anybody I've ever seen, and he's been doing it since well before he got here.
Next man up.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback that from Buffalo that went in and didn't know the offense at all? They took him in from New Orleans. He didn't know the plays at all. They had to come the next day. He went to when it was a press conference, he goes, I just wasn't prepared. If that's Belichick, he gets rid of the next
Fred,
day
there have been 35 quarterbacks in Buffalo in the last 5 years.
Yeah, we can't keep track of that.
How are we going to keep
track
of that? How did Nate Peterman do it?
Bobby Brister?
He was a Cajun guy.
Yeah.
By the way, he wasn't prepared, and he said it in the press. So this team, the best thing, you can't be the next man up if you don't know what you're doing. That's an excellent point.
Mistakes. The way you do it is not hoping that it happens. The way you do it is you actively seek opportunities to prepare your backups in a number of different situations.
The other guys say when they play the Patriots, they don't have the best personnel. But they usually don't make
everybody
mistakes.
Says that.
But they said they don't make mistakes. It's the big thing. They make you make mistakes.
But people can say that, but you really have to look at it this way. In this run, how many Hall of Famers have played with Tom Brady? How many?
Not that many.
One.
Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
Right.
Okay.
Who else? On the offense?
Yeah, Randy Moss. Or defense? Who?
Well,
Ty Law probably gets there.
Yeah.
Okay, who else? Yeah,
who
was
the kid they brought in from Cincinnati?
Corey Dillon. He's got enough yards. He could be considered.
He could be.
No, he's not. Corey
but
Dillon's
he,
not.
But
he's
there
got 15,000 yards. Isn't he like 14,000 yards, something
he's
like that?
He had like 1,600 when he was here.
Agreed, what I'm saying is I'm just throwing guys guys out there. Okay, you know, had Welker made it to 1,000 catches, maybe.
No, Seymour's probably. He's a
close. Yeah. I don't know. Sack numbers help defensive linemen.
He wasn't
a big sack guy. Yeah, he wasn't a big sack guy. So, yeah. But again, that it's that you can absolutely make in terms of championship teams like the the Niners back in the 80s and the Steelers in the 70s and even the Cowboys in the early 90s, you can make a case that there were a number of Hall of Famers on all those teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, a few offensive linemen, Troy Aikman. You know, you're talking about some great players.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the Real Postgame Show, all, of course, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. Hi, boys, back here. Real Postgame Show. We're broadcasting live from the best yet broadcast booth.
And we saw the best Patriots game.
It's a little smoky right now. It's a little smoky right now.
Where are you guys?
What do you mean, where are we?
Clocked by the smoke.
Are you ready for the play of the game? Brought
yes.
to you by Cars
Did
for
you
Kids, your number one charity for car donors. Well, I'll let you guys pick it. Which
Tom
one
Brady's
do you
blocked?
Think it is? No.
They had to be in there. Touchdown pass?
Josh Gordon touchdown pass?
That's play the game.
You want to go with that one?
That put it away.
Flea flicker was the most fun.
Yeah, but to put it away.
Which one do you want to go?
Okay, well, hold on. What about?
Because Chris has got a, you know.
How about the most important?
What's the play of the game?
The fumble?
The fumble? No, that's maybe the most important, but that's
right.
not.
Play the game, flea flicker.
The flea flicker. That's the play of the game. Let's go with it, Chris.
Edelman is going to throw it. He's looking to throw it. And he's going to throw it back to White. And White is inside the 20. Inside the 10. Sets up a first and goal.
Should have been in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Most got him at the last second game there. Is when Josh put it away with the touchdown. Let's
oh, stop it.
That was the most intriguing. Oh, let me finish.
The game was already well in control by then.
Mr. Puff.
Just telling you.
That was the most intriguing
You're
play. But the most important game.
Next segment,
You're
Fred,
wrong.
We'll let you pick the player of the game, okay? Because you feel like you're snubbed here.
Give me a rubber helmet.
The play of the game has been brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car
most
donations.
Intriguing play.
Okay. What do you mean it's the wrong read? The play of the game.
Play.
You said play.
You said play.
I said play of the game. Didn't I say the play of the game right there?
I'm
not going to argue with anybody.
Why?
No, it's too late.
Really?
Someone
like you.
It's the first time for everything.
Someone like you. Take a picture.
This is a time to celebrate.
Can I Instagram this?
I'm just
Glenn's
reading.
Not arguing with someone.
I'm reading the script they gave me, so that's all
natural.
I can tell you.
That's a play. Steve, that's a play of the
That's the story of the game.
Wow.
All right.
Play of the game. Okay, we'll read them both. What the hell?
Give me some of those chips.
The whatever was sponsored by Wise Snacks, Ridgy Tailgate Classics. Freddie loves the new Buffalo wings. You love those, don't you?
Yeah. Yummy. Yep.
Dry rub ribs are pretty good, too. You can
wings.
Find them at your local store.
But you can't right? find any here, can you? You should bring some. Why don't they supply us
they
with
used
some?
To have them here every
we
week.
I know
what
they
happened?
Did.
Lumpy's here before us. He's got a trunk full
Lumpy
of them.
Lumpy ate 60 pounds. He's got
a trunk full of them.
I'm going to try this phone call. Here's Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Holding for a while there. I'm sorry, Danny. Go ahead.
He didn't hold.
Dan?
Danny's got a lot
wait,
to
Wait, wait.
What?
I thought I heard him.
No, he was snoring. I thought I heard snoring.
And he fell asleep, sort of like you in the last
oh,
break.
My God.
Yeah, it was last
Where'd
break.
Where'd you get those glasses, my God?
What's wrong with those glasses?
Over.
What are you worried about?
It's over.
What are you putting glasses for? All right, so some of the games today. We'll run down them quickly. By the way, did anybody watch the Raiders the other night?
Oh, my God.
They have tossed. They have thrown the towel in
the worst
on John
performance
Gruden.
I've ever seen.
I know you hate Gruden on Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
he might be back next year on Monday Night
no,
Football.
No, he won't. They're going to give him two.
No, they got to give him
$100 million. Dollars.
Right. So $100 million. Nick Mullins threw for 262 yards. Might have been better than any
no
Buffalo Bill quarterback they've had in the last 10 years.
Where do they find these guys? He's a third-string guy. He's a free agent. Why do they find them?
So the Bears, we told you. I blew out the Bills today, 41-9.
Closer than the
Nate Peterman had three more interceptions. I said this to Fred.
Wasn't his fault.
I don't know what the record book is, but I will bet you anything.
He's got 10.
For the number of games played or the number of passes thrown, he owns the NFL record for the most
How
interceptions.
How many touchdowns?
Zero.
None.
He hasn't had a touchdown.
Like 12 interceptions.
12 interceptions. No touchdowns. Oh, my God.
It's not good.
The
not
Bills
good.
Suck. The
Did
Chiefs
need a little tweaking.
Chiefs win today, 37-21, so they remain the best team right now in the AFC at 8-1. Dolphins beat the Jets. Nobody cares. Vikings big over the Lions. What happened to the Lions? Remember the Lions?
They won a couple. They
beat
have
the
three
Patriots
wins
early in the season. Three wins.
That's right.
We'll see the Vikings here in the week after
love
the bye week.
That's an up-and-down team, too, though.
Falcons surprise you today blowing out the Redskins in Washington?
Nope. I've seen a couple of Redskins games.
They're leading the division.
The Eagles are going to win that division still, I think.
Probably. No. They got some
issues,
too.
Problems. They got problems.
I absolutely thought the Atlanta was going to win that game.
I never know what to expect out of Atlanta.
True.
They're a team that one week looked very good. Matt Ryan looks very good. And then the next week you sit there and say, this guy was an MVP? I don't know what's going on here. How about the Panthers? Anybody buying into the Panthers? They are now 6-2, 5-0 at home. They win 42-28 over the Buccaneers.
You know what they are? They're the Cincinnati of the NFC. That's what they are. Because he'll never win again. When he did the little baby fetal thing at the end of the Super Bowl, he's done.
Their offense is pretty potent right now. Newton's playing well. McCaffrey is a really good player. Steelers beat the Ravens, so the Ravens were my pick to actually face the Patriots in the AFC Championship.
Not going to happen.
But they look like they're a mess.
Yeah.
They're a mess
right
now.
Agreed. And that's they were talking early in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season how great their defense was. It's not that good.
Nobody has great defense.
They killed the Bills. Yeah,
they might have better than any, but their offense is sporadic.
Yep. They were killed defensively today, too.
It all depends on the quarterback, and you never know what you're going to get out of them. The team that's on the rise right now, the Houston Texans, win again today. They beat the Broncos in Denver 19-17.
That's six in a row for them?
Yes. Yeah. And here's another team you got to watch out for in the postseason, and that's the L.A. Chargers.
Who called
25-17 over the Seahawks. Seahawks have been playing well lately. That's in Seattle. That's a big win for them.
Yep.
And then, as we mentioned, the Saints over the Rams in a terrific
big
game,
win.
45-35. And the Saints
Kamara
right now.
Kamara was a beast.
Oh, my God. Some of those
you know
runs.
What? The Saints have come marching in.
Wow. You can leave now.
Here's the good news, Steve. Right. One more segment, and we are out of here.
He's leaving now.
We can act like we don't even know him. That's it. One more segment, fellas.
That's what we usually do.
We'll do this final segment.
That's what we do in public.
Coming up next.
Let's get you back to the Real Postgame Show. The Patriots defeat the Packers. Talk about it now on the Real Postgame Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm back here on the Real Postgame Show with our presenting sponsor, Kaplansky Insurance, and we're doing it right across from Gillette Stadium here in the best yet broadcast booth, luxurious state-of-the-art facility.
Has heat.
Beautiful. It's gorgeous. State-of-the-art.
Lumpy says you're going to have
a little smoky here tonight, but what can we do? All right, it's time to name the player of the game. It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. So, Steve, we're gonna pass the torch here. We're gonna let Fred pick it.
Yeah, I like that.
See, go ahead.
Does he have to give us a reason why?
Yes.
Edelman, Josh. All right.
Who
would you pick?
Hurry up.
No. You pick.
You pick. Tom You're Brady. Picking.
You pick. You're always pissing why? And moaning because you never get to pick anything. You get to pick.
Who are you picking?
No, this is a useless exercise.
Come on, Junior. While we're young.
Touchdown pass to win it.
All right.
The player of the game, not the play.
I said the player.
Okay. Right, who's the player?
It's Tom.
What were his numbers? Good numbers?
Yeah.
What were they?
299. Touchdown pass to end the game.
294. 99 quarterback rating.
Because that's who you want. Don't include the sack.
If that's who you want. And we know you're a rump swab
I'm
for fair
Brady, about everything.
So not really.
How about
Brady.
Josh? Josh did a hell of a job.
Oh, McDaniel.
Oh, is he one B?
Josh Brady McDaniels? Did nothing. Brady was on the strings of Josh McDaniels. Yep. He came over to the sideline. What did he say? Great job to who?
We have to listen to
Josh
this.
McDaniels. Didn't he? I saw that.
Yep.
So
I guess we can give you Brady this time.
I think
time.
Brady.
I guess.
A lot of good performance.
A lot of pressure on him. He came through.
Edelman played
well. Patterson played well
Patterson
tonight.
Played
Edelman
well.
Played good.
Tonight.
It's good, but I think the whole thing.
I thought Barney was
Tom
good on that one
clutch.
Run. He had four yards.
Four yards.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Good.
4 yards. Big 4 yards.
How about Flowers?
Yep.
Pretty good tonight.
So, Gostowski didn't miss
Flowers
a kick.
Smelled good. So it's not bad.
Right.
He's pretty good. But
you know what was really good tonight? We have not mentioned his name all night long. Nope. Tell me somebody on the defense who I thought was terrific tonight.
Oh,
we never mentioned his name. Ooh.
Wise?
No. Come on. Terrific tonight.
From Buffalo.
From what? Yes.
Gilmore?
Yes. Gilmore was terrific.
We're almost taking him for granted.
Huh?
We're almost taking him for
granted.
That's
a good point.
He was outstanding.
You know? We have not mentioned Stephon Gilmore.
Well, they mentioned so.
He was terrific. He broke up a couple of big passes tonight.
I could go with Gilmore.
He was terrific. Gilmore?
Yeah.
So you're leaving Brady?
No, you guys
hate are. Brady.
I'd be outvoted, so I'm just trying.
We're not voting. This is your choice.
I'm going along with the two this is instigators.
No.
Stephon Gilmore.
Stop looking at
I'm
me
with
those
you.
Glasses.
Go with Stephon Gilmore.
I'm with Fred. Stephon Gilmore.
We owe it. We haven't mentioned
your
his
call, Fred. Well done. Good call.
Stephon Gilmore was actually
big win tonight by the Patriots, 31-17. And defense, well, they made some big defensive stops. So we'll do it all again next week. Next Sunday, it is a 1 o'clock game.
Thank God.
Against Tennessee.
I like these 1 o'clock games. 1 in the morning.
Game. So we'll be on right after that game. I'll be with you tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with my boys, the OMF crew, and Bill Belichick on the show as he is each and every
Tell Bill Fred said hi.
You didn't play any Belichick today.
What's that?
You didn't play any Belichick.
We're going to talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get the opportunity to talk to you.
So it's all about you.
It's all about me.
Not about us, Steve. It's about you and your show. Well,
thanks, Chris.
He played Brady that one time.
Chris
then
and John
then,
back
then
the station.
To him five more times.
Here in Foxborough. I'll catch you tomorrow, too. Gentlemen,
Lumpy!
Goodbye. Bye,
Lumpy. Good night, everyone.